Well, I want to do something the South African way. South Africa, everyone says this when they start a service. I greet you in the lovely name of Jesus.
Amen.
Isn't that a nice greeting?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Friends, the government says now yesterday that we have to wear a mask. So let's do so. I know 95% of you have, and if you have forgotten, we have many in the entry hall there, and so let's start doing that also. One Sunday, as they drove home from church, a little girl turned to her mother and said, "Mommy, there's something that the pastor said in his sermon this morning that I don't understand." The mother said, "Okay, what is it?" The little girl replied, "Well, he said that God is bigger than we are. That God is so big that he can hold the world in his hand. Is that true?" And the mom replied, "Yes, that's true, honey. But mommy, he also said that God comes to live inside of us when we believe in Jesus as our Savior. Is that true too?" Again, the mother assured the little girl that the pastor had said the right thing. With a puzzled look on her face, the little girl then asked, "If God is bigger than us and he lives in us, wouldn't he show through?" Friends, this is what the Beatitudes are about. The Beatitudes are a list of blessings from the sermon that Jesus preached on the mount. Yeah, God shows us that he wants to shine and show through our lives. It has always been his purpose that when he entered into our lives, that he would be allowed to fill and control us so that he would show through and that he would be visible in our attitudes and actions. Friends, the term blessed literally means the divine favor of God upon our lives. But I was sharing with Helen that as I did a word study, I found that it literally means approved. Approved of God. Some versions use the word happy. But true happiness comes when we receive God's approval. True happiness comes when we receive God's favor. The fundamental question that every one of us who read the Sermon on the Mount is faced with is, whose approval are we seeking? Are we seeking man's approval, a tap on the back, or are we seeking God's approval? We have looked so far at two of the Beatitudes. Verse 3 says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." And verse 4 says, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." And now we come to the next beatitude. In verse 5 it says, "Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth." No doubt that when Jesus said this sentence, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth," more than a few eyebrows raised in the crowd when they heard him. His statement ran against the current mood of the religious leaders of those days. To their way of thinking, the only way to inherit the earth was to overthrow the Roman government. You see that? And it certainly could not have been done by being meek. It would take a massive show of force and a great deal of aggression to accomplish this task. So meekness, as far as they were concerned, was not an option. What is Jesus talking about? Well, let's look at the word meekness according to the world. Most of us like most of other spiritual issues, the world is always mistaken. And in this case, with regard to meekness, the world is mistaken. According to the world, meekness is to be equated with weakness. You see, the world views one who is timid and shy and fearful and pathetic and lacks self-confidence as being meek. That is some wishy-washy, sissy, lame, nauseating attitude. It is a kind of soft-hearted foolishness as far as the world is concerned. I read about a group, and I was sharing with the people in a Bible study in February, about this group called the Dependent Order of Really Meek and Timid Souls. That was the name of the group. Dependent Order of Really Meek and Timid Souls. And when you make an acrostic, that is the first letter of all the first letter of every word in their name, you get the word doormats. Doormats. Dependent Order of Really Meek and Timid Souls. Their official insignia is a yellow caution light. Their motto is, "The meek shall inherit the earth," if it's okay with everybody. Friends, we are not called to be doormats. Do you get that? Meekness is not weakness. Divine meekness is about being strong, but it is strength under control. It is opposite to harshness. It is opposite to crabbiness and bad tempered. It is translated mildness of temper, calmness of spirit, and politeness. According to the world, meekness is simply be nice. Do you know that some people are just naturally nice people? But then again, I come across some dogs that are nicer than others. Isn't that true? Being nice and easy to get along with does not make a person meek. According to the world, meekness is displayed by those who are willing to promote peace at any price, even if it means compromising. That's according to the world. Meekness is compatible, friends, with great strength and power and authority. Now let's look at the word meekness according to the word of God. Meekness is closely related to humility and is the first and foremost of a divine work of the Holy Spirit. It is allowing the Lord Jesus, who is meek and lowly at heart, to rule our lives, our emotions, and our behaviors. Meekness, remember the first two Beatitudes. Meekness is a byproduct of being poor in spirit and mourning over our sinful conditions. In our poverty of spirit causes us to see our unworthiness before God. By being poor in spirit, we humbly are able to see that we are totally dependent on God for His grace for salvation. When we begin to mourn over our lost sinful condition, this mourning leads us to repentance. And now we come to the recognition of our spiritual poverty, and the mourning that results leads to a brokenness, a broken will, a receptive heart before God. And that, friends, is meekness. You see how they tie together? Again, meekness is not weakness. The word meek is used to speak of power under control and is illustrated in a picture of a huge horse that has been tamed. The wild spirit and the nature of that animal is brought under the control of its master. Meekness also according to Greek doctors. The word meek is to describe a soothing medicine. If too little medicine is given, it won't work. If too much is prescribed, it can hurt rather than heal. The proper amount can work wonders. Meek is also used to describe a gentle breeze that blows in from the ocean. Wind can rage, we've seen that. Wind can rage and do great damage. But when it blows gently, it can bring soothing comfort. What about water? Water that's under control would be rushing through the dam wall, turning combines and generating electricity to light a whole city. But water out of control can flood and destroy everything in its path. We've seen that. One more. What about fire? Fire can heat a home, but fire without control can devastate a forest. Meekness is using its resources appropriately. Bible commentator William Barclay refers to the meek man as one who has every instinct under control, every impulse, every passion, every ounce of strength has been harnessed. Meekness, friends, is a way to happiness for several reasons, and I just want to talk briefly about this. Meekness maintains an even temperament. Meekness brings consistency. Right? Not up and down like some are. A meek person can neither be put down nor exalted. He can neither be humiliated nor honored. He remains the same person under all circumstances. Aristotle defined meekness as the means between two extremes, intense anger and excessive indifference. And meekness is that in between, friends. In other words, a meek person is neither timid nor given to fits of rage. You know, one lady told me, man, you know what? I just tore a strip off that person. I gave them what they needed to hear. I yelled and I did this. And I'm thinking, you didn't have to do that. Right? But how can we develop this even temperament? Well, we can't, friends. But God can do it in our lives. So how does God give us an even temperament? Firstly, through salvation. That is, before all else, you and I must be born again. And secondly, through the Holy Spirit's work in our lives. And we remember Galatians 5, verse 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace and long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Friends, the Holy Spirit is at work to bring meekness into our lives, friends. Secondly, the word meekness has another meaning. Often it is used to express the idea of self-control. To be meek does not mean that you are cowardly, but it means that you are strong enough not to retaliate when you are treated wrong. Friends, a meek person would rather forgive than accuse. Therefore, the beatitude could be translated, blessed are they who are entirely self-controlled. Weakness is giving in to the worst that is in you. But meekness is to have control over it. Self-control results in peace. You are self-controlled. You have an even temperament. It brings peace in your life. Those who cannot control their anger and their greed and their lust and their tongue and their ambition can never have peace. They will constantly be at war with themselves. It was Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the pastor and theologian who died in a Nazi prison camp, who said, "The meek must renounce every right of their own and live for the sake of Jesus Christ. When reproached, they hold their peace. When treated with violence, they endure patiently. When men drive them from their presence, they yield their ground. They are determined to leave their rights to God alone. Their right is the will of their Lord, that and no more." Self-control, friends. Thirdly, meekness expresses itself through gentleness. In fact, if you look at this verse and you look at it in the New Living Translation or the New International Version, you'll see in place of the word meekness, you'll find gentleness. The concept of a man being a gentleman, you always hear that, you're a gentleman. Do you know that whole concept was born in the Christian faith? That came from Christianity. He is a man who is gentle and considerate and courteous. Meekness and gentleness are the characteristic of the strong, not the weak person. Gentleness is considerate of others. Meekness is considerate of others. There's a verse in Galatians 6:1. "Brothers, if anyone is caught in a sin, you who are spiritual should restore him gently. But watch yourself, or you may also be tempted." Gentleness, friends, admits faults to others. James said, James 5:16, "Confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed." Friend, the proud and arrogant and insecure person can never bring themselves to do this. They will never bring themselves to say, "You know what? I've made a mistake. This is my fault." A proud person will never do this. However, a meek, gentle, and secure individual have courage to admit their mistakes to others. I'm wrong. Thirdly, gentleness encourages others. Paul encourages us to slander no man, to be peaceable and considerate, and to show true humility toward all men. Titus 3 verse 2. As long as you maximize other people's faults and you minimize your own, friends, you can never be blessed. You can never be happy. Gentleness learns from others too. Meekness learns from other people. You open to, you're teachable, right? You listen both to God and to others, and you take advice and you learn, friends. Those who demonstrate meekness are happy and blessed because they're able to learn. There's some people, man, you can bring up any topic under the sun, they already know everything. Isn't that true? Or they know everything. Here comes the victory. Here comes the reward. Jesus said, "Those who are meek shall inherit the earth." Amen. Praise the Lord. This truth is affirmed many times throughout the Bible. I just want to read 5 verses for you. Okay, in the Psalms. Psalm 37, 9, 10, and 11. "Those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace." Psalm 22 verse 26. "The meek shall eat and be satisfied. Psalm 25, verse 9. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. Psalm 147, 6. The Lord lifts up the meek, friends. It is significant that Jesus said, the meek shall inherit. He didn't say that the meek shall capture the earth by force. No. An inheritor is one who receives, not an aggressor. Jesus, a God in his providence, has structured the world so the meek and are certain to inherit it. Now, you know, I like to do this with all my Bible studies and sermons. I like to bring Jesus in as our example of meekness, friends. In the very real way, in a very real way, Jesus is our example, friends. He is all powerful, and though in his self-sacrificing love, he chose to treat people with meekness and humility. You know, Charles Wesley wrote a hymn, and we used to sing it when we were small. The word says, gentle Jesus, meek and mild. Look upon a little child, pity my simplicity, suffer me to come to thee. Paul said in Philippians 2, verse 6 and 7, he describes the meekness of Jesus by saying, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal to God with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a servant and coming in the likeness of men. Friends, though Jesus gave himself a number of figurative titles such as the Good Shepherd, the Bread of Life, the Vine, the Light of the World, when it comes to actually describing his character, there are very few verses that talk about it. However, listen to Jesus describing himself in Matthew 11, verse 28 to 30. He said, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Why? For I am gentle, I am meek and lowly, humble. What word did I? Lowly. Another version says humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Friends, when we look closely at the life of Jesus, you will see strength under control. Jesus did and said what the Father told him to do and say. He was obedient. He humbled himself before God. But numerous times in the Bible, and the gospel writers tell us that Jesus had compassion for the crowds. He gave himself for them. He taught them. He healed the sick. He cast out demons and evil spirits from those who were possessed. He comforted those who were mourning. He raised the dead. He was a gentle man. But listen, he wasn't a pushover. You got that? He wasn't a pushover. He wasn't weak. He went toe to toe with the religious leaders. He challenged them about their interpretation of the law. He drove the money changers out of the temple and he helped them out. He commanded demons to leave. And yet Jesus was strength under control. You may ask, why then did he stand silently before Pilate? Why did he let the soldiers beat him up? Why didn't he fight back? Why did he let them nail him to the cross? Well, you remember, friend, the night before his arrest, Jesus went to the Mount of Olives and prayed. He spent most of the night praying and seeking God's will. And he was saying, if there's another way, please let it happen. Not what I want, Father, but what you want. In the words of a popular song, he could have called 10,000 angels to destroy the world and set him free, but he died alone for you and me. Isn't that lovely? Jesus was strength under control. There are many other great examples of of meekness and gentleness. David, King David, Peter, Paul, James, the father of the Protestant movement, Martin Luther, the founder of the Methodist movement, John Wesley, and that little lady who transformed countless thousands of lives, Mother Teresa. What made these people so meek and gentle? Each of them exhibited strength under control. Each one of us, friends, have strengths that God has given us. Thank you, Lord. Some of us are great encouragers. Some of us are natural leaders. Some of you are very relational. Some have great wisdom. These strengths were given to you by God so that you can build up the body of Christ. Are your strengths under the control of the Holy Spirit? If you allow your strengths to become excessive and overbearing, you will become harsh and cold. I want to conclude by saying I came across a description of what I would like to leave with you this morning. It's simply entitled, The Character of Meekness. The meek is like a mango tree. All its branches hang with fruit. Passerby come and violently attack it with sticks and stones. It responds by dropping the fruit at every blow at the feet of those who attack it. At the close of the season, it stands scarred and battered, its leaves torn off, its branches broken. Come the next year, it continues to bear fruit, more fruit than the previous year. Isn't that wonderful? That's meekness, friends. It does not try to conserve its self-esteem. It bears fruit. It blesses even those who are not deserving of it. I want to say this, friends. Meekness is being gentle, not judgmental. Meekness is being tender without surrender. Meekness is being teachable, not unreachable. Meekness is acting, not reacting. Meekness is the ability to handle hurt without retaliation. It's as if Jesus were saying, blessed are those who control their reactions, who are not demanding or judgmental, but who are teachable and have their emotions under control, no matter what the situation might be. Friends, meekness is necessary to enter the kingdom of God, because only meekness gives glory to God. Pride seeks its own glory, but meekness seeks God's glory. Let's strive to be meek with the help, provision, and the sustaining power of God. And then we will live the blessed life. Amen?
Amen.
Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father, thank you so much. You're concerned about every one of us. Though you never stop thinking of how you could bless us, how you could show favor upon us, Lord, how you could show your approval upon us. You're always thinking of doing it, Lord, because you desire the best for us. You desire that, Lord, we all live before you as meek people. I know that this topic is a bit abstract, because we are bombarded every day with how we should exalt ourselves. How if we had this, and if we do that, we will be better than others. But this is not what you want, Lord. It's not about that. Help everyone, Lord. You said, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Thank you. Amen.